Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you for a new year. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for the privilege of life. Thank you. I'm grateful. And God is faithful. God is merciful. I've come to learn one thing. Even when I didn't understand it, even when I didn't know what I was doing, even when I thought I was trying hard, it was God behind the scene in control of my life. And many of us today may not know it. No matter what is going on in your life, it's the God behind the scene controlling your life. Can you begin to thank God? Can we begin to surrender? A new beginning starts with a surrendered life. When we talk about a new beginning, is it your life being surrendered to God? Surrendering your life to God, yes, to begin with God. Because we can say a new beginning towards what? Breaking before blessing. Surrender life, breaking before blessing. Can we surrender our life in the place of prayer right now in Jesus' name? Surrender our willpower. Surrender our purposes for this year. We've made big and huge plans. Be intentional. Surrender. Be intentional in Christ to surrender every authority that you have. Yes, you are the boss. Yes, you are the husband. Yes, you are in charge. Yes, you are the leader. But in all these opportunities and placement God has given to you, you still want to surrender. Surrendered life simply means giving up that position, giving up that authority that you have, and asking God to have His way, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, fall afresh on me.
Let our mind begin to open. Let our spirit begin to open. Open, open, open. Open in the name of Jesus. It's your season of a new beginning. It's a season of a new start. It's a season to ignite. Open up, open up, open up. Let there be a new beginning. Can you keep God charge? Ask God to take charge. Ask God to take over. Ask Him to take over in the name of Jesus. The place, fresh anointing, the fire of 2025, your prayer of 2025 will not fight the battle of 2026. The consecration of 2025 will not position you for 2026. We need fresh fire, we need fresh anointing, we need fresh revelation to deal with the battles of 2026. Can you ask God, I need your spirit, I need your fire. I need fresh anointing. Fall again afresh on me. It's a new start. It's a new beginning. Can you just raise your hands wherever you are and reposition yourself? That fire is here. That fire is here. That anointing is here. You begin to engage mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically. I want you to know God is here. God is here. God is here to remold you, to remold you, to remold us, to remold us. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 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 Yes, that fire is here. You know, some of us, we are really thinking of an improved version. You want an improved me. But I'm here to tell you, that's not what the Holy Ghost wants. Holy Ghost cannot improve what is old or what is not right. The scripture says, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. What the Holy Ghost wants to do is to crucify you. It's to break you. It's to crush you. It's to bring you out from that total old model. And remold you, and then refill you, and then program and set you up for what He wants out of your life this year. That's what God wants to do. He doesn't want to improve that version. No, I don't know. Maybe you want a better version of you. No, no. You know, one of our greatest battles and challenges is the new age. The new age is a teaching of self. And most of the language in it is, I want clarity, but the church should want sound mind. You understand what I'm saying? New age is about self-improvement. I want alignment. But that alignment should be, I want to surrender to the will of God. It says the universe, but it shouldn't be the universe. It should be God Almighty, the creator of the heaven and the earth. We have so much of the new age language and spirit putting us all into pressure to do so much. And I just find that we're overdoing ourselves and not allowing the spirit to do his work. I want to see whether I'm going to start this year. And as I share with you, by shifting some of our thought. Oh, this, my brother, you have a negative emotion. You have a negative energy. It's not our energy. It is power of the Holy Spirit. Energy, vibration, is new age. It's the presence of God. There's a language that we are being programmed as we continue to use the new age instruments, AI. No, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God. Yes. Am I connecting with somebody? It's God that is going to walk. There is something God has to do in my life before he will bless me. He will break me before he will bless me. And we don't want that precedent. Jesus learned obedience from the things he suffered. We don't want that anymore. We just want to be improved. We just want new version. God doesn't need that old version. He doesn't need the old man, his flesh. Flesh profit nothing. He wants it dead. He wants it buried. He wants it crucified. He wants the inner man to flow out. He wants his spirit to come out from you. It may be a painful experience, truly, for the way God is starting the year. But I found out that there must be a deep brokenness for the church. You know, we don't talk church again, we talk community. We talk what? But the power is not there. The power is in the church. You know, there's so many things that have been what? So if you are not careful, your language, your mind, your thought, and your process begin to be very carnal and worldly. It's a bit confusing right now for many of us, because we are that age that Daniel spoke about, where metal shall be mixed with clay. But it should be spirit and clay, and not metal and clay. Many of us are more machine than human beings now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we ask the Holy Spirit to purify and to refine us, so that this word, as simple as it's coming, very simple, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me to just see how, because the things I'm saying now may not be what you expected this morning, but this evening, but I suspect some of us have gotten stuck somewhere. Gotten what? Yeah. Gotten stuck somewhere. There's so much mix up everywhere. So much confusion on value system, or who you are and what gives you credit and what should make you who you are supposed to be. But I'm asking God that there will be, the fire is already here, a fire that will purge us. As many of us that truly wants to do it right, start it right with him. And that is why my word today is return to better. Return to better. Return to better. Return to better. Yes. Breaking before blessing. Breaking before what? Blessing. God bless you. Be seated in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's an honor and a privilege. You can't imagine. You can't even think about what it means for me every year being given the privilege to return back to this house to start this Ignite conference. This is where my life began. Truly, this is where my own transformation started. And every time I come back, it's like my own return. I know God, for one thing, my pastor, Pastor Edwin Bayebo, has been the best gift that God gave me in my spiritual walk. And when I say so, I mean it. I'm not here to, you know, I don't say what, I know why I say so, because he interprets my new seasons and gives it to me in summary. And that's, I take it and I run with it. And the cover he has given to me, somebody like me would have fallen apart into pieces. Because it's difficult to run in the prophetic. So many things are going on in your head. But once you have a teacher and a pastor who can put you together, you won't know what is going on in your life, except if you didn't have one, then you'd have been all over the place making all the mistakes. How do I know? Yes. You know, a lot of people I meet in my journey in ministry, they will say, you have a pastor. I say, yes, my pastor. They say, most women of God who think they are somewhere now don't have pastors. If you stop submitting, your life will start disintegrating. And if you didn't submit, you will never have come together. And any day you get familiar with the submission, that is the sign that your life has begun to disintegrate. That's the first thing I want to say to this house. That's my honest truth. I'm going to 60 now. I joined this church when I was not quite 40 years. I've been here for over 20 something years. So wherever you are heading, you are coming to where we are. Whatever I'm telling you is what I've enjoyed for 20 something years sitting under him. It's been one of my greatest blessings for the past 20 years of my life, that I had a shepherd who could guide me, lead me, and direct me. As a matter of fact, today in my life, what is it that is my headache? Well, I'm thinking that sometimes, I don't know, have you ever been there? You're looking for only one person you can explain something to. Aside father or husband or brother, how many people can you really call up and then tell them your heart? And over all these years, you always get the direction. I want all of us to know and to celebrate and to realize that God has given us a great treasure as our pastor, Pastor Edwin Baebo. Can we all acknowledge the gift of God in our life? It's not too much time. It's not too much time. It's not too much time. I don't want to start with my pastor's wife because she's, I don't know how to explain my relationship with her for the past 20. There's nothing both of us come together to do that has failed us. And I pray that in this house that God will begin to create among us again trust, love, genuine respect, honor, loyalty. If you are not taught these things, your journey will be aborted, or you will break down on the journey of life. You must have patterns, and those that you have traveled with, that for after 20 years and you look back, you don't regret any part of that journey, because there was loyalty, there was truth, and there was faithfulness. May God cause you to have relationships again in life that will matter. Because once we continue with this, if somebody corrects you now or try to show you something, I don't want that here negative. What do they call it? Energy. Please, where is energy in this Bible? Where is it? You know, the vibration, atmosphere is Abba. Are we still in church? Abba. You know, so there's so much dust. There's so much what? That thing is dust. It's demonic. It's what? It's dust. So a lot of things we are feeding in. Everybody in the world is in one system. And you hear them, both the all religion, telling you how to block people, what to block, what not to let in, this, that. And we're not following Christ anymore. And that's why there's so much confusion, because it's what you give into. What you sow is what you reap. Who mentors you, who you hear, and who you listen to is who you definitely shall become. So I'm really going to pray for you today that even when they are writing for you or reading for you, please check their language and be sure they are representing you, and train whatever is writing or reading for you to follow you, and you should not follow them, in the name of Jesus. You know, there's a man I want to talk about, just one man. My prayer is to keep it very simple. What man? There's a man of a great destiny. Actually, I was listening to what he was saying to his son before he died, but I didn't really look at it very well. When it was time to bless his sons, the things Jacob began to say, you know, after running most of his life and trying to control his circumstance, Jacob finally let go and listened to God. And then he traveled to Egypt and spent his final days there. What can you learn about the journey or the life of Jacob? What is there to learn? I want to let us understand something here today. He tried his best about life. But life, was it fair to him? How did his life start? And how did his life go? Today, some of us, our life may not be presenting to us the best of what we expect or what we want out of life. But I still believe that it's not an excuse. It's never an excuse the way you want to live it. No matter what life is presenting to you, it's your responsibility to take control and take charge of what life wants to give you. Praise God. I remember the day I came to church was at the time I was driving around the city. I had just left the Catholic church, and my husband said, "You're not going to church, you're not going anywhere. If you go to the church, the whole family is going, you'll sit down at home." So I will be driving on Sunday and I'm crying. Then one day he called me and said, "Come to Presidential Hotel." That's when we were there. "Go there. I hear there's a church there. Go there." That's how I arrived. And when I did, I came in, I was totally confused, because I was a totally charismatic renewer. So I saw girls wearing trousers. Oh my God. I was even more confused. If I was asked to choose church, I would choose deeper life. But now I was allowed to go. At least this one, at least I like what they're saying, but I had problem with everything that was there. I don't know whether anybody has found him herself in a place where you are confused, but under authority, you still have to go and be where you are asked to go. That was the life of Jacob. Jacob was born into so much problem, so much confusion. You know, sometimes some of us may think that God has something in you, something he wants you to become, but your environment and the things happening in your life is not guiding you the way you want to go. But authority, when followed, will take you to destiny. Today, I thank God for my husband for taking me to House on the Rock. What house? You know, if I am still like this, after how many years? Imagine if I wasn't shown light. Imagine if I didn't come to a place of structure. The first time our father in the Lord, do you remember that meeting he came? I remember what he taught us. It was, he came from Lagos and he was talking to us about structure. Structure. This is over 20 something years, but that message is still in my head. It was here I began to hear structure for the first time, and I began to be taught structure. If you're in charismatic, you know there's no structure. You don't know that one. All you know is gym, 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 gym. And God knows what you lack. God knows the part of your life he wants to form. God knows the process he needs to change your life. And if there's a new beginning, then there's a process. And if there's a process, there's a direction. And if there's a direction, there's a training. And if there's a training, then you must be able to yield yourself. That's why I started with surrendering, for it to start. For all that Moses will be, it must begin in the house of Pharaoh. Great magicians, yes. They killed everyone looking for him, but God still kept him there. From there, he had to fight, thinking he was helping God because he didn't understand that the time has not come. But God planned it. God was behind his years in the wilderness in Midian. 40 more years at 80 years. When he got to the burning bush, that was his beginning. His life and ministry started at 80 years. Some of you think you started life. Me, I kind of sense that my ministry is starting this year. Yes, yes, yes. My life is just about to start. Yes, 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 I know. I know. So what have I been doing all this time? Training. What has been going on? Passing through from one level of confusion, struggle, and challenge to another. But guess what? Last year, God said to me, return. Last 2 years, return to Bethel. And it took me 2 years to return. 1 year, complete shutdown. Last year, I shut down. I'm just trying to come out again. I closed Tuesday meeting I built for over 20 years. I disconnected myself from what I call distractions. And I gave God 1 year. No plans, no program, no project. I spent 10 years on the mountain, 21 years in ministry. God, where is my direction? Like Jacob, after 20 years in the house of Laban, had to return to Bethel. I come out from a true Bethel experience. I'm not sharing what I'm, you know, noise. I'm sincerely 20 years of about to start life. About to start life. Yes. That was when his life started at 80. When did the life of Abraham start? How old was he? 100 years. And the wife was how old? 90 years. That was when his ministry started. Why is it? Captain Kuhlman said, God, why didn't you give me this anointing when I was young? This was in her late 60s. They'll bring her copter. She could heal all the sick people. And she can't move her body. She just managed to stand. And the anointing will go out of her. And everybody around her, they were signs. You know why? God said to her, if I gave it to you when you were younger, you will destroy a lot of things. And you'll destroy what I have put in you. Getting older, now today I know that the weaker we are, the stronger is God. When God was talking to Moses, Moses was like, I stammer, God, I can't, I don't know the way. Now was not when he was fighting, he was pulling trouble. You know, if you are still pulling trouble, I think you are going through your season of wrestling. As you are wrestling, may you know what you are wrestling for. And in this lesson, may you wrestle through the will of God in the name of Jesus. Why am I starting this way? I'm starting this way. My anchor scripture is Genesis chapter 32 from verse 22 to 32. It's a story we're all familiar with. A man may be born with potential, live in struggle, but one encounter with God can redefine his destiny. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants. You know, when I was reading this, I said, wait a minute. Let me just digress. So women servants have come to a question of who? Of destiny battle. Destiny what? And his 11 sons, I will touch it later, and pass over the ford of Jacob. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he said. And Jacob was left alone. Somebody say left alone. Jacob was what? Left alone. And he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Until what? The breaking of the day. Okay? And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Amen, somebody. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Praise God. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, the name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince that had power. As a prince that had what? Power. That is, as Jacob, you had what? Power. With God and with man. And had prevailed. But a new name is coming. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, whereof is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. He didn't give him the name. And Jacob called the name of the place what? Peniel. For I've seen God face to face, and my life is what? Preserved. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the first encounter he had, let's go on. The first encounter he had was the first battle that Ladan was seeing. Remember then, he was running from his brother. He was running from who? His brother, out of some fraudulent things he has done. And then he returned to Bethel. This time, Bethel became Peniel. The first time, Bethel was for escape. Bethel was a place he was seeking for covenant. Bethel was a place he told God, if I return and you keep me, I would do this, I would do that. But this time when he returned and he was passing through Peniel, there was something he did. Jacob first had to be alone with God. He took away all distraction. He took away his wife. He took away his property. He took away everything and he was alone with God. Number two, Jacob was hungry for God. This time he was what? Hungry. The first time he came to that position, he was not hungry for God. He was just escaping. He was what? Running for his life. But this time he was intentional. This time he was what? Intentional. He had lived 20 years and things have happened to him. Laban had dealt with him 20 years, changing money, changing wife, changing business. He was a man full of wound, full of experience. Laban's children were after him. The two wives were tearing him apart. This time he was looking for God. You know, there's something Pastor was saying when we were starting. You know, when you're 18, you say, leave me, I know what to do. When you're 30, you now sometimes call your father like that. When you're 45, you'll be talking to your father like, your father will say, yes, I know what you're talking. When you're 50, then you and your father will be best of what? Friends. You know, age can change a lot of things. Time can resolve a lot of things. At what stage you are today, I want you to know that Jacob was broken by God. Verse 25 to 28, he allowed God to break him and change him for the reality of his life to start. And Jacob was honest with God. He stopped pretending in order that God can walk with him in life. And I want to please ask you today, can we stop pretending? Too much fake life. Okay. Are you angry with me now? I say fake life. I say what? Too much fake. You are just faking it. Did they say you keep faking it until it becomes real? It's a lie. If you're not taking due process and you're not doing the right thing, no matter how you fake it, it will never become real. It can never. There's something you are doing right. Say to your neighbor, do the right thing. And you start it. Let this new beginning not be faking it until. No, you go through. Do you think there's nobody who doesn't know your job, your level, what you mean, you know, or where you are? Look, you are just deceiving yourself. You better face your reality. As I stepped into this space, one thing I knew was that money now is everybody's asset. If you can learn the right skills. If you can learn what? Yeah, now is not the time of too much experience, the time of knowledge. Once you have the right knowledge on what you are supposed to do and you get to it today, you can become as rich as anybody else. That is the fact. True of us? So I don't understand if somebody is really ready for a change and you know that this is what to learn, you will not go and learn it. That thing that will stop you from learning it, that thing that will stop you from realigning yourself to what you are supposed to become is what I'm standing here and against today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anybody can become. Anybody can do what? You can become. But there's a price to pay. There's a price to do what? And that price to pay is what I believe God today, that God wants to bring us into in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's something I noticed and I want to share. Like Pastor told you a bit of the app. There's an app I've been working on for so many years. I can't tell you, but I won't put in much time on it. It was this one year, last year, when I decided to just disengage myself from everybody and everything. You know, I think I mentioned it here. I said I'm disappearing. I'm what? I disappeared. I had 16 leaders. I just told them, you know, the truth is I don't think I'm coping with anybody, anything again. I don't even understand what is happening. It's like I was hearing a new sound, but it wasn't clear. I was too busy. I needed to get it clear. So it's not easy in ministry, running some things and then shutting down all income or offering, or I did. But as soon as I did, the ministry began to expand. Last year we expanded to about 8 new camps, you know, project camps. 4 was acquired, fenced, built up. Only 1 year, all the vision I had began to take shape. But what was happening all these years? Too much talking, too much trying to let people understand, too much trying to carry people along. Suddenly, like Jacob, I was alone. Me and my destiny. I had to fight. I had to know who I was. I had to understand what God intended for me. That's when I got this, and I think it's relevant for this year. Genesis 1:28 spoke about be fruitful, multiply, and then have dominion. If in life we are not fruitful, you can't have dominion. 2026, It's a year of dominion, but you first have to bring forth fruits. If there's no fruit, there's no how you can multiply. You can't increase. You can't grow branches. You can't grow centers. You have to be fruitful first. And if you remain where you are, where your seed is being eaten and consumed, and you are feeding the same people, and these people are just consuming and they're heavy, they're not multiplying, you're going to find out one day that you will just disappear. Because whatever does not reproduce its kind and multiply, will one day finish. So when I began to see the principle of multiplication activated, I began to understand the principle of dominion. When dominion begins to happen, it means that you have been able to establish certain territories. It means that you've been able to expand your influence. It means that you've been able to hold forth course. You know, at that time, you're not looking at people's face anymore. There's something Pastor said. He said, some of us have to change friends. Some of us have to leave some people alone. You know, some of us, we can wrap people around our life, wrap situations. Somebody will be calling you on phone every time you are doing emergency solution, and the person is doing the same thing. For the next 10 years, you are trying to solve five people's problem, and the five people never changed, and they're still doing what they like. That was their choice. Do you know, if they call you through emergency and you didn't show up, they will do what you told them the last time. Am I communicating? Because when you are busy, if you are multiplying, then it means that you have limited time. And so, not that you don't want to answer, but you understand who you are. You understand your identity. These were the things that happened for Jacob. Are you understanding me? The angel had to get him to change his identity, to recognize who he was, so that he can be properly positioned to carry nations. You can't carry nations when you are just being minimized. You cannot bring forth nations when you are just in one spot. You are not being fruitful. You are not multiplying. May I prophesy to somebody today, whosoever is under the sound of my voice, whatever is minimizing you, whatsoever is dragging you down, whatever is catching you, that is causing you not to reproduce, not to expand, not to stretch yourself, that's an unnecessary distraction. I decree and declare the grace to break forth rest upon you now in the name of Jesus. And so you're going to learn to choose the battles. Not every battle that somebody has to attend to, not every program that somebody has to be a part of. There are moments in life when history pauses, when the past catches up with the present and the future waits for permission to be born. I'm talking to somebody here. A new beginning does not start with a change of location. It starts with a change of identity. And I prophesy to somebody right now in the name of Jesus. If you carry the old mindset to Lagos, the same problem will catch up with you. If you go to Abuja, it will still catch up with you. If you're in this city and God is blessing you, you can break forth here and still expand to Abuja, expand to Lagos, and expand globally, because it's about your mindset. Pastor said, what are you seeing in the world? Is it green or is it blue? How your world looks is what it will become, and that's what it will become. Now, Jacob stopped running from the night, that night. Okay? He's a man that was called a supplanter, but he was carrying a generational what? Blessing. There's something I want us to know today. As I stand here, I won't even tell you that I got it all. But one thing I'm sure is that I'm ready to start ministry afresh. And I'm more confident starting ministry again. And why am I more confident? Because I'm not under pressure anymore. I said I'm not what? Yes, because the people that have tagged along with me for 20-something years were a lot of pressure. Some of them have been with them. You know what it means? That means my life was so connected. And they know it. And so they throw tantrums. Today, at least I know where I am. That's what happened to Jacob. Jacob got to a point, you know, there he had to say to himself, guess what? We are not catching cruise. Somebody said, I'm not catching cruise this year. And you still want to keep catching cruise? Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead and keep catching cruise. Then you know that 2026 is not a simple year. It's not a simple year. This year is not what? This year is complex. I woke up this morning and I heard somebody threatening war for Nigeria. But I'm not moved because I know there will be no war. I know. Because 1 year we spent, I remember telling you the story of the cobra the last year, and God showed me what was coming and he took us out of it. I already know that God will take us out in Jesus' name. As I took out time in the presence of God, there were some things that God showed me, so I know. One of the revelations was I saw a python battling with what? A cobra. The python was there, but the cobra was fast. It did what? Put poison, but the contracting power of the python strangled the cobra. And what do you expect that happened to it? They both killed themselves. Hear me. The enemies of Nigeria will implode on themselves. You don't understand what I'm saying. You know, there was a time before September. It was who? Jackson versus the court. It was who? Fubara versus Nweke. It was who? It was Natasha versus who? And then they all had 6 months. 6 months. The court said their case will be decided in 6 months. Do you think it was accidental? All their cases ended up in 6 months. And we are seeing their results. We know the end of the people that fought with Jackson. And we are watching Nweke and Fubara. Because their end, listen to me. Whatever happened to Jackson is the trial of the judiciary of Nigeria. Whatever you think will come out of executive is the trial of executive arm of Nigeria. Whatever will come out from Natasha versus who? Yes, it's going to try the legislative arm of this country. Listen, all these were prophetic signs. We saw them. That's the way I speak. But throughout last year, we watched these things. And God told me for this country and for the people of this land, they will implode within themselves. What is coming is not for war. What is coming is to recheck the system. Am I communicating? Or you want me to be calling names? I've called the necessary names that are on news. Am I telling you the outcome? Check the outcome. They're already imploding themselves. Jacob from the womb had destiny, but there was distortion. Nigeria has destiny, but there is a distortion. I had my own destiny, but I had my own distortions. Some of you may have your destiny, but there may be your own what? Distortions. But I want to tell you something. No matter what is the distortion, there is a season to tackle it, and it is now. Jacob's story did not begin in rebellion. What, did he rebel? No. It began in the womb, just like the problem of Nigeria did not begin with we Nigerians. It started with the way Nigeria was created. Two nations struggled inside Rebecca. God declared destiny before behavior. Jacob came out holding Esau's heel, meaning the name Jacob, heel grabber, supplanter, one who takes advantage. This is the story of this country. This may become your own story. You may be a supplanter as I speak to you, but hear me today. Jacob was destined, but his destiny was wrapped in struggle. This country is destined, but we are wrapped in struggle. However, whatever has brought us to where we are, and this country is receiving some very good explosions from USA. And some of us are moving about as if nothing is happening. Hear me. Being chosen does not mean you'll be formed correctly. Many people are called, but misshaped by fear, insecurity, and what? And competition. Today, I want to ask you, come out of your insecurity. Come out of your competition. Come out of your fear. I pray you come into the place of reality. In Jesus' name. Am I too prophetic? You are following me. Very good. Bet right. I'm being blessed. Jacob wanted God's promise, but he tried to get it by his own. He exploited Esau's hunger. He deceived his blind father. He wore another man's clothes to receive blessing. You know, like the Biafran war. Today, we are facing another level. The Igbo man are now eating and drinking, and some tribes are now facing their own story. Did you understand what I said now? And an Igbo man is now the most popular man. It's not ordinary. It's not. You can also, that was once hated, once unwanted, become the center of affair. You can become the most wanted. The scripture said this stone that the builder rejected has become what? The chief cornerstone. Let me leave it like that. What am I trying to explain here? What I'm trying to say is this. Jacob wanted what God had promised, but he tried to get it on his own, just like Moses. And that landed him where? In Midian. Some of us that are here, we end up in prison, and they don't know. Now, you are doing your supplanting, 419, and you don't know that internet is tight. Have you ever thought about how the bars will smell? And some have gone to do their own internationally. Have you thought of, instead of ending up in America to school, that you'll be in jail in Afghanistan? You know, I just want us to come to a place of reality. Because some people are just pressing computer and they're here. Life has changed, oh, because they will track you to wherever you are and they will pick you up. Let me just leave it at that. When he exploited Esther's hunger, he deceived his blind father. He wore another person's clothes to receive a blessing. He thought they were not watching him. No matter your crime, they are watching you. God said you'll be great. But did he say you need to divert somebody's property to get it? Be careful. Be what? You may end up where you don't want to end up. Jacob was not wrong to desire the blessing, but he was wrong how he pursued it. Today, let this become a prophetic word and warning to us on this altar. But it's going to be one of the biggest Buddha Hanagada, Rekada Badaga, Hanagida Gudubusa Boshakade, Rekata Hanagida Gudubusa Boshakade. Be careful. Be careful how you live your life. Be careful what you do with yourself. Be careful. Many believers are chasing divine promises with carnal strategy. You can receive a blessing and still be running from consequences. And be running from what? Consequences. I want you to know there's a consequence of every action that you take. Just know it. There's what? Yes. I just saw death leave this house. I just saw somebody's destruction just walk out of here right now. There was consequence of Sarah handing over her maid. Was there no consequence? We are still suffering Ishmael today. There were consequences. You see, let me explain something to us today. Why is it that the maids were added to the property? A maid is a potential owner because she can bring a seed in that same house and then start bringing in pastor children in the same family and then create problem in the future. Mind who you share your space. That's what I'm trying to say. Mind who you do what? There are people that are sharers of glory. There are people that will even exchange it and take it over from you. Mind who you share and what you share with people this 2026. Dominion can be supplanted. May no supplanter take your space in this season in Jesus' name. The wilderness school can be very disturbing. Genesis 28 from 31 had it. Jacob fled, not because he was ready, but because he was what? Afraid. When the consequence comes, you'll be afraid. I didn't want to go into the depths of how he saw his brother was hungry. He took advantage of it, collected his birthright. But guess what? That was in his past. Somebody say it's in my past. Now it's your new beginning. I said, let it become your new. At Bethel, as he was running, he hit there by pain. He met God. He saw a ladder and he had promise. There's a place that you can come to. I believe, God, that ladders will be all over these heavens right now. May you find God. No matter what you are running from and where you are running to, may God open your spiritual eyes. Because many of us have gone really blind. When he entered Bethel, he said, I know it not. God is here. Some of us come into the house of God and yet don't know that God is there. I told you my story. That was how I started my story this way. After soon I was here, planted in this house. Then one day I had this dream and there was a ladder I saw. And that ladder, I was just like, it was like a ring. I was at this side and then on the other side, the devil was there. You know the devil, have you seen it? I've seen the devil many times, you know. This time it was like an amoeba, no consequence, but he has voice. He will shout at me and then me, I'll be climbing the ladder. I was focused. He will shout. When I say in Jesus' name, he will just be reducing, but his voice was scary. Very young. You know, Chiefo, what's his surname? Pastor Chiefo, yes. I called him on phone. This is over 20 something. I said, this is the dream I had. He said, look, you have a destiny that is heavy. People have this kind of dreams. I told him the whole dream. He said, God is taking your destiny somewhere. I didn't know what it was. Sharing your dream again can become a problem. Now, when I moved from that ladder, I found myself in another place. It was like check. I was going. I was focusing. Stay focusing. Stay focusing. And as long as I was focusing, I was making progress. At that point, I came to one place. Say confusion. I started looking while others were looking. Say distraction. That was the last story of my life. When I'm not looking at people I'm carrying along with me. And that was when I now escaped. Say escape. And then a huge angel carried me. And that angel carried me. And I saw the end of my ministry. Heavy, mighty gates. And they were shouting, she made it, she made it. God will never take you far without dreams of encounter. So if I find myself at the end, I know it was the leg of God that was carrying it. Psalm 51 says he bears also that we shall not trash our feet against the stone. If you watch the story of pilgrims traveling, it's very much like that. You know, when the pilgrim was traveling, you know, when he got to the fantasy land, many of us now were in the fantasy land though. That's where the city of light, city of distraction. Then from there, he entered the house of despondency. That is, you know, when you are overfed with food, excess of money, excess of borrow, then you are in debt. How did he escape? That was where faithful, all of them came up hope. It was hope that followed him. Then when he was now going to Celestial City, something happened. Only one friend, that faithful. Remember now he met, there's this spirit that flatter. You know that flatter. He was not saying, I'm tired. And that one came. It was the devil again. And then the devil just turned into a witch and caught up with him. If you've not watched Pilgrim Progress, go and watch it. Life is a journey. I'm talking about Jacob's journey. And I want you to talk about your journey. The witch caught up with him and hung him. At that time, he couldn't survive. It was the angels that came, opened him up. Then he was close to seeing God. Then he entered that mighty water that carried him. Then this was eternal life. I'm just talking somehow today. So just be following me. Those that are following me are following me. Which part of your journey are you? Are you just watching for the ladder? Or are you still trying to make progress? God is helping you. Or you are in the place when you are not distracted. You are just looking at this. You want to see what is happening. Or you find yourself when you have entered the prison. You know, that's why I don't like people flattering me now. I don't need anybody's flatter. When people start flattering you and you begin to fall, you're almost close to your finishing point. Because the only thing they can use to penetrate you is they'll pretend. They'll look like that with you, but they just came to finish you, you know? Life is a journey. That's when the devil doesn't come out as himself. He just shows up as another person. See, this meeting is more like supernatural. I don't even feel my body as I'm here. And I know many of you don't feel yourself because there's a shifting going on. Are you understanding me? There's so much presence of God that came in the beginning to shift you. I declare you are being shifted in the name of Jesus. Now, after this revelation came at Laban's house, Jacob was cheated the way he was cheated. He labored 20 years. He learned what? Patience, endurance, and obedience, and what? Humility. God does not waste season, but he allows things to happen to you. Why? Because he's correcting you. What you don't surrender early, God will address through what process. Now, the process of correction may be very serious. I wonder if I did not return to Obete. I didn't give God 2 years of my life just to disconnect myself from many things. Look, I would have been lost by now. I would have been lost. I could enter another 20 years of wilderness. Only to come out after 40 years. Time of season is over. Because I know God is talking to somebody today to do something that is drastic. And I pray God will enable you to make that necessary change. If you are working in a brothel, or you are serving in a place where you know you are serving in the house of Satan, or you are living a life that is not allowing you to fulfill destiny, or you find yourself where you are moving away from God's plan, what you may be doing may not be a sin, but what you may be doing may not be what God told you to do. I know God told me to work on the Bible, but I was not busy doing other things. Now I'm happy I'm now back to the world. Jacob was going home, but Esau was coming to meet him. The pass he ran from was approaching. The fear he buried resurfaced. He divided his camp, but he prayed, but still planned. Hear me today. We will play, but we will plan. No matter how we are playing and entering this year, you will work hard. You will plan hard. And you'll be on a definite direction. Can I hear your amen? Prayer without surrender still leaves room for fear. This is where many people stop praying, okay? Stop strategizing, but not yielding. I want you to know something today. There's a turning point. Jacob was left alone. When he wrestled, God touched his strength. His name was questioned. What is your name? Not because God did not know it, but because God had to hard him to admit who he is. Tonight, I want you to answer who you are. That's what God wants. What is your name? Can you answer that? When Jacob said, I'm Jacob, he confessed his past identity. Then God responded, you shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Meaning of Israel, one who prevailed with God. The new beginning starts when you stop pretending, stop manipulating, stop running, and follow God to redefine you. Am I talking to somebody? Jacob limped away, but he walked into his future. You may not like your steps when you walk away. Initially, things may not look okay. It could have been very lonely for me for the past 1 year plus. I just disappeared to reappear. I'm not dangerous in many ways because I'm silent. Being quiet is more dangerous. Being weak is stronger. Having no opinion is even making you more superior than when you must talk about everything, when you must be involved in something. If you don't properly invite me for anything, you will not see me there. If that thing is not my own matter, I will talk to God. God touches things much better and faster than me. I want you to know today that after the encounter, Jacob faced Esau without fear. Reconciliation happened. Altars were built. A family legacy was established. And the man who once stole blessing became a carrier of generational blessings. Stand up on your feet. Let us pray. Be standing. Listen. That which manipulated your beginning will not define your ending in Jesus' name. I want you to know here today. Yes. It's a new beginning. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
I want you to surrender to God in any way and any place God is asking you. I want you to surrender the names you have lived under. How do you want people to see you? You want them to see you as a good man. Meanwhile, you know you are fake. You want your wife to think you are faithful. Meanwhile, you know that you are a husband that is... Let me not go there. What is it that you are pretending you know you are not? You know who you are. What is it that you are... You know, the facade. What is it? We have to surrender our real identity on this altar now. You have to release fear of the past. You have to do what? Don't fear your past. Now, I don't fear nothing. I said, I don't fear what? Yes. There's a place that you can settle things with God. You don't fear anything anymore. Then you have to yield to the control of God. You don't struggle anymore. When you've given up and you know you are nothing, I just know that it's God. When I go back, I look back, I know that if I'm here today, it's God. Then I can release my old identity, receive the name God has given to me, and I will not manipulate anybody's destiny on my own. I walk in my new beginning and in Jesus' name. Do you know what? Behold, I'll do a new thing. Isaiah 49 verse 19. See my new system now. If you want me to do anything, you properly invite me. Okay? So, when we talk about it, I respect your opinion. I don't take decision for anybody. You take your decision. It's your life. Are you understanding me? And that was exactly what God did with Jacob. He let him wrestle. He let him decide. He now decided, I will not be stealing other people's souls. I will not fight. I will do the right thing. Can you take your decision now? Prayer to release you from your old identity. Now let us pray. Genesis chapter 32 from verse 27 to 28. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as I am. Every old name and label and identity I have lived under that does not fall into my purpose. I release it now. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive the name you have given me. I receive the name you have given me. Say, let my past no longer define my future. I step into my new beginning. Pray that prayer in 1 minute. I receive the name you have given to me. Let my past no longer define my future. I step into my new beginning in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that every old label and every old name and every old identity that I have lived with, you know that identity. You know what you are doing, you are not supposed to do. Tell God today, I receive a new name. I receive a new name. I receive a new name. The name that is given to me in Christ. Let my past no longer define my future. I step into a new beginning. Step into a new beginning. Can you just take one step forward? Just take one step. Step into a new beginning. Step one step. In the name of Jesus. That was a prophetic action. That's the Holy Ghost. You just took a new step. You just moved forward. And I declare in the year 2026, we are moving forward in the name of Jesus. Now let's break the manipulation and the wrong patterns. Genesis chapter 27 verse 35. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. Say, Lord, I repent of every wrong method, manipulation, and fleshly approach I've used to secure what you promised me. It's you that know when you have cheated your friends. You know, I receive grace to walk in obedience and patience. Break every repeated pattern that delays fulfillment in my life. I choose your way over my own. Let the new beginning, let my new beginning be clean in the name of Jesus. Declare in this year 2026, Father, I repent of every wrong method, whether by manipulation or by fleshly approach I've used to secure your promise. I've been blessed, but I shall not secure it my way. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to walk in obedience. I receive grace to walk in patience. I break away from repeated patterns in the name of Jesus. That delay, whatever is a delay that is going on, repeated pattern or delay, sometimes they happen because we are wasting time. Listen, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, God will not promote you. God will not what? Promote you. If I didn't go back to that Bible study, I wouldn't find myself. You know, somehow last year, when God showed me what to do, it requires summarizing the Bible chapter by chapter. So I had to do 1,000-something chapters of the Bible in videos. I had to do scrolls of the whole Bible. You won't believe the volumes. You will not believe the volumes. You will not believe the volumes of what I have to generate every day. Volumes in thousands. See, if my head was filled with things I don't have to, I can't come up with those things. But now my mind was free. I have taken away. You know, one big thing is minoring in major and majoring in minor. There is something that is a major. Leave those minors away. So my friend, I said, and I beg God and I say, Father, please don't let me feel this thing. I don't like it anymore. And he started to take it away from me. Many of us have so many soul ties, many bonding that are not necessary. They're not there for your future. They're not there for your destiny. You waste so much time. What they said, what they did not do. Please, may I pray for you today? Grace for process and maturity. Grace for what? Process and maturity. Follow me. Genesis 31:41. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served for 14 years for your two daughters. 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times. You can remain in the house of labor and complaining. Or you can move forward. I say you can remain there. And continue fighting with the sons of who? Laban. You can struggle with your past identity, or you can move forward. Say, Father, thank you for the process that you have used to shape me. Every house of Laban was a process. Now, I refuse to despise the season of preparation. Let patience, humility, and endurance be perfected in me. I will not abort my destiny. Through impatience, I receive strength to finish well. Say, I receive strength to finish well. Many of the things you are complaining about was what God was using to shape you. Just, it's a work that is done. Just like when you bath and the dirty water comes out with the soap. What do? You throw it away and rinse up yourself. My prayer as I came here today is that let none of us remember what had happened to us that was negative. That simple prayer, and now receive the grace. Just raise up your hands. It's a new beginning. Thank you. We're coming out clean. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're coming out clean. You see, sometimes it's too much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're coming out clean. We're coming out clean. We're coming out clean. My time is gone. But see, as you are going home, as you sleep, many of you will start having dreams and encounters. You won't remember what they did to you anymore. Because you are done with that chapter. You've closed the book. A new book is opening. The final encounters that changes direction. I declare as you sleep tonight, in this season of prayer, before these 4 or 5 days is over, by Monday, a new encounter. Then Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him until break day. You shall have visitations if you take our time to pray. Lord, bring me into a true encounter with you, not religion, not routine. but transformation touch the place where I've depended on my own strength. Let this be the moment my direction changes. I will not leave this encounter the same way. Declare, say, Father, I'll not leave this encounter and this season the same way. Just settle and talk to God about it. Be intentional in this prayer. I saw a ladder 20 years ago, and this ladder has become my reality today. You can see a vision. I know when Joseph saw his vision, it was after 26 years. A man without an encounter and a vision can run through destiny without a direction. There is a purpose that settles issues. This is a time for your divine purpose and ordination, church. What you do with the few days ahead of you, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, these 5 days, can determine what will come into your next 10 years, into your next 20 years. In case I'm on a direction God has not planned, in case I have misaligned myself, I'm talking about what your generation can become. As God reroutes me, as God redirects me, as God sets me on the right track. If Jacob did not go to that place that night, and then settle and then reconnect. By the time he came out, he was limping. When Esau saw him, he was a broken man. Esau had no reason for him. If many of you can enter into a mode of brokenness this year, if you can let go and let God take over, many things pursuing you will let go. Now, this is my final final prayer point. Generational blessing and new beginning. Genesis chapter 35 from verse 10 to 11. God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. I just feel the power of God so much here. I just feel God just constraining people, delivering people, just guiding people. It's not the normal thing you choose or you tell me you will not. You will do the right thing. I'm telling you, you will do the right thing. You won't be able to explain it. But suddenly you just don't want to do the wrong things anymore. Somehow your spirit man will just awake. You will just be vigilant to things you have been supplanting, forging, faking. Somehow something higher than you has come to help you. God is here to help you. And I know he will help us. He called his name Israel. Until God give you a name, I pray God will call your name by truly your true identity. I pray God by himself will touch you. He called his name Israel, and God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. Listen to me. I ask from this altar today, one thing for everyone that is here. May God give you a name. May that name sound like be fruitful. May that name sound like multiply. I speak expansion to the house. 2026, you are not just looking for a job, but you will get a place that will hire more hands than you can imagine. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, a nation and not a company of nations shall proceed from you. This is a year that God will break you forth. I command in the name of Jesus. Now out of you, that nation, that divine planting, that which God have called you forth, I command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your life become a channel of blessing in the name of Jesus. What stop you will not continue to stop you. What stop you will not stop your children. What stop your father will not stop you in Jesus' name. I ask that let your obedience today establish a generational impact for tomorrow in Jesus' name. I declare that you receive the spirit of fruitfulness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I declare that you receive the spirit of stability from this altar today in the name of Jesus. I declare that continuity continues with you in the name of Jesus. I declare a season of new beginnings. I speak to your generation and I declare in the name of our Lord Jesus, as you make this new declaration, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that which is deep in you will come out. Say, I am no longer who I was. Declare it. I am no longer who I was. I am no longer. You are not speaking like somebody who wants to break it. Declare it in the name of Jesus. I am no longer who I was. I walk in God-given identity. I am no longer who I was. I will not be a supplanter. I will not take another. I will not hold the heel of another. I will not live this year cheating. I will not live out my life in wrong. I will not walk against my conscience. Declare against my past is redeemed. My future is established. I step into my new beginning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now hear me. There is grace that is just resting on you. It's called a new anointing. It's called what? A new anointing. Tomorrow we're going to continue from there. We understand what this new anointing is. And this new anointing started on this altar, Pastor. The last message I came here, I spoke about that new anointing where, you know, we talk about something, I don't make effort about it, but it starts to happen. Are you getting me? But something now has started without consulting you. Yes, that's a new anointing. It's a new anointing. One thing I'm very sure is that God will keep us alive. We're going to finish 2026 strong. In 2027, you'll be not rebranded or remolded, but a totally new man. Say new man. You'll be what? A totally new man. You're going to see your life moving in the direction. Are you understanding me? That God have ordained for you. Then you'll be satisfied. Then you'll be fruitful. Then you will multiply. Then you will do what? But be mindful, the year has started running. January is already taken. February is gone. Easter is already here. Before you know it, June is before us. Every day is already accounted for. Plan yourself well. Pray and everything will fall into place. God bless you, pastors. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you who are running out, can you just calm down for 5 minutes? Those of you who are running out, can you just calm down for 5 minutes? It won't kill you. You will still get to school. Don't worry. You will get to school and you will get there safely. Just calm down for 5 minutes. Thank you. Luke 10:41. I'm going to be calling her back to pray one prayer. And let me tell you the prayer she's coming to pray. She said, that vision God gave me 20 years ago, I'm living in it. And the prayer she's going to be praying tonight is, every vision God has shown you now, that in the next few years, you will live in it. But before she comes, Luke 10:41. There's one prayer I want us to pray, and then I'll bring her up to come. Pray for us, and then we're going to pray for her and be bringing the meeting to a close. Luke 10:41. And Jesus said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are careful. Please permit me, that word careful is busy and troubled about too many things. Next verse. But one thing is useful, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken from her. Lift up your right hand and say, Heavenly Father, every distraction from my one thing, every distraction from my one good thing in my life, in 2026, I reject it. I renounce it. I refuse it. Say in the name of Jesus, tonight, I receive grace to concentrate my life, my effort, my energy, my strength, my relationships, my decisions on that one good thing that you have shown me in that vision, in that revelation. Say, I concentrate my effort, my strength on that one thing you have shown me. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray that prayer tonight? Let every distraction die. Distraction die. Distraction die. Let every distraction die. Let every distraction die. Father, we consecrate ourselves. We release our energy against every distraction. We channel everything into that one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing. Shikapala tanaboko sute. Reketene broko sondo bregeden yakusa. Epanda sopele keteke. In the name of Jesus. Please, everybody, listen. I know we're almost there, but listen. She said, thank God the last 1 or 2 years, she said, I forgot everything. I sacrificed a lot of people. I decided to stay focused on what God called me to do. Right now, she's thankful. Can you lift up your right hand for the last time? Say, Father, everything, every man, every distraction that will not allow me to fulfill destiny, say tonight, I release them. I let them go. I sacrifice them in the name of Jesus. Say, I embrace that one thing that is most crucial, critical, pivotal for my destiny. Say, I embrace it with everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please give her the microphone to pray that prayer. I want everybody, just stretch your two hands like this. Every dream you have seen, some of you saw it 5 years ago. Some of you saw it 10 years ago. Some of you saw it 15 years ago. What is the covenant prayer on this first night of this conference? That you will enter into that dream. You will not die in that dream.
Amen.
You will not die before that dream is fulfilled.
Amen.
You will live in the dream, in the vision that God has shown you concerning your destiny.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, what Pastor said is what started my journey. He said, there's one thing that is needful, and Mary has chosen it. And that's my prayer now. There's just one thing that is needful, just one thing that must happen for you to begin. Another thing I want to add there is, when I began to warn us about the new age, everybody is speaking clarity, clarity, I have clarity now. You know what that means? There's a difference between clarity and sound mind. I don't hear Christians talk about being sound. You know, clarity runs from a perception of self. You can think clear. You know, you can drink coffee and have clarity. Can even take alcohol and have what? Two of us. But what God has given to us is a sound mind that carries love without fear. We're going to pray God for a sound mind. You see, if your mind is not sound and you just have clarity, that clarity may be what you have thought out by yourself, figured out and researched, and you think it's best for you. But you have not consulted the author of your life for a sound mind. What you need is a sound mind. Many of us are just praying for clarity and we're getting more and more confused. Say, Lord, I need a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I need a sound mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. Deliver me from fear, doubt, and unbelief. Fill me with the love of God again and not myself. That I can depend on you and I can believe in your strength, in my inner man and not on myself and on my clarity to become who you have called me to be. I depend on you, God, going forward from now by your prophetic word, by your divine assistance, working with the angelic help and the strength of the Holy Ghost and the word of God and the spirit of fasting and prayer and being in communion with the church and living out in fellowship and living a sacrifice life in this year 2026. I believe in my faith that through faith I shall become, that through faith I shall walk into destiny, that through faith heaven will stand for me, that through faith God will pass me through every opposition. It's not going to be my mana 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 ina magoba mana ina goba mana ina. It's not going to be by my own power. It's not going to be by my own strength. Yes, it's not going to be. How am I going to pay 950,000 rent? How am I going to put fuel in the car every day at how much? 1,000? 10,000? I mean, I add it up, it does not add up. How do I add up the school fees? What am I going to do next? I don't know. The more I add up, there's no clarity. But there is what is called sound mind. I declare, yes, cement is 10,000, but this is when you are going to build. You are going to build your house. When a house is 100 million, you could not build when it was 1 million, but you play. Because it's not by your own power. I activate what fear has killed in you. I activate your vision and the faith you have had in God again. Once more in the name of Jesus. By might shall no man prevail. You are not going to prevail by your own strength. But we are going to prevail by the covenant on this altar. The Bible says, gather unto them who do sacrifice and by covenant. Hear me. We gather in the name of God by covenant and by sacrifice. Believing God for our destiny. 20 years from now, as long as I'm in the house of God, believing God and working with God, I shall become who God said I shall be. I shall marry. Don't worry about the wedding and how much it takes to wed. You will wed when you are supposed to wed. Your children will come through hospital. Don't worry about antenatal care. Stop worrying about these things. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. It will not push you into evil. It will not push you out of destiny. Just take a day at a time. Learn what you are supposed to learn. Expand to new things. I understand. I think Elon Musk said in 10 years' time, everything will change, and it is true. In short, in 5 years' time, professions will change, business will change. Learn AI. But while you learn it, train it. Let it not train you. Train your AI to work for you. It's called to serve you. Relearn and learn. And train technology is to your advantage. And we are going to be on top in Jesus' name.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Baebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.